My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Kenny.
I was unaware we had a show this morning.
Unaware?
Yeah.
Did you get your rods and cones mixed up?
Oh, so you and Keith make fun of me for saying that.
I like that term. Okay. Oh, no, I've incorporated that. I think Sarah has been like, where'd you get that?
Oh, really?
A friend of mine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, okay. She doesn't listen.
Never mind. No, thank God. Then why do you care so much when I start making fun of her?
Well, part of me is egging you on, though.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Fair enough. Sorry about that. Yeah, I forgot we had a show this morning. I didn't know I was supposed to. It's news to me that I was going to be playing this morning, and that's it.
News to you?
Yeah. I was trying to be coy about the whole Deshaun Watson thing. It's a football game. He's a football player. Wouldn't you expect that there would be a possibility he play out there? If there's honestly, guys, like there is a thing where you gotta kind of go, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's 6:00. Probably, unless I know I have the day off, I should probably plan on being there. And it's a game in Seattle, and we've talked about it
a week from now.
I can't believe. So, when did Kevin Stefanski say he was gonna play? The day before?
No, it's been a few weeks. It's been a week at least.
No, since he was going to play in Seattle.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't been a week.
No, I thought it was a news story earlier this week.
I thought it was the first time he mentioned it was this week. It was like Monday or Tuesday. That's why I was like, maybe even Wednesday. No, it wouldn't be Tuesday because they were out on Tuesday. Maybe Wednesday. So it's like 24 hours. Nobody told him in 24 hours?
No, Mary Kay asked Stefanski if he'd play in Seattle, and he said, yep. Yeah. It was like a 4-second clip.
And
we
played
it on the show.
When was that?
I'm looking for it now.
Okay. Either way, how did he not know he was playing in Seattle?
Let me ask you, Kenny.
How did he not know?
Let me personalize this for you.
Please.
Because you've been very open about who controls certain things in your house.
My wife.
And
the media.
And my wife has jumped on me about not being up to speed on dates. Like, we will talk about things before bed when I'm kind of, you know, half awake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, she'll be like, well, what? Well, what was I doing today? What do you mean? You had work. No, I had a hair appointment. You didn't ask me how the hair was. You know, it's like one of those things. So I'm just... Totally out of the loop on so much of what's happening in my life consistently. So for you, Do you keep your calendar? Are you up to speed? Do you have all your dates and
times? I just assume it's a day of work and then we'll be there.
No, no. But there's different. There's difference from being there.
No.
Because Deshaun was going to be on the plane
and
be there.
Okay. You're wrong, though. I figure if I show up to the room, I'm going to broadcast at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any sense to me. It was on Monday, by the way.
So
Keith
here we are.
Keith is the clip that I didn't know was on a Monday of all times.
This is
all right,
quick.
Sorry.
Yeah, here it is.
Can you share if you will play Deshaun in that third and final?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, I want to make sure we get.
On
you
Monday.
Know what? Not going to start a fight there. I wanted to. I'm not going to start an argument. Let the marble mouth of Crawford County lift his weights.
He said, "Yeah, that's the plan."
Okay. And then because we made a mention because the kids were cheering.
So we all ran with it. You're right. And we all ran with it and
they were
said,
excited.
And said he is playing. Was there a follow-up on Tuesday? Well, they weren't practicing on Tuesday.
They
then didn't they had
speak
Wednesday.
On Tuesday.
Was there a follow-up?
Well, there were
like,
some things they wanted them to talk about on Tuesday.
Is that still the plan? I'm trying to find wiggle room for Stefanski and Watson here to make this make sense. Because when we saw it yesterday, we're like, this makes zero sense. So then I thought, well, that doesn't make sense, that it doesn't make sense. This is a very smart front office. This is a very smart coaching staff. Two-time coach of the year.
Well, I don't
Deshaun
understand.
Wants to get back in the field. We vouched for him consistently and said that he wants to get
it
back on the field.
It don't make no sense. No offense to Cam Justice, but was it because he was focused? And I'm sitting there thinking, well, if he's focused, that means he's definitely planning on playing at some point, and then he would have to be told he's not playing, maybe against Seattle. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, wouldn't you have to know? I just don't understand how he wouldn't have known. I don't understand. Daryl said he was playing coy. They didn't know. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard Daryl on the afternoon show, and when he was asked about it yesterday, I think by Nick, he's like, oh, no, he's just playing it coy. Other reporters did not take it like that at all. Other reporters were like, is there no line of communication right now between the two? So here's Daryl yesterday answering that question.
He knows. I mean, Kevin Stefanski said after practice that they communicate. Like, he knows. He's expected to play in that preseason finale up in Seattle.
Now, go back. Oh, and if you could, because you had
okay,
it in the
so
open.
So he knows. So why is he being coy?
I want to hear this, because in the open that was played right before we came on the show.
Let me hear you.
Stefanski, there was a question like, basically along the lines, are you guys even talking about this? And
well, let me give you both Stefanski and Watson. So be Watson's first and then Stefanski.
All right.
Kevin said you are playing. Your understanding?
No, that was the first time I heard that. So I don't know. But if I am, I'm playing. Yeah.
The team's planning to have you play.
Okay.
You can't hear that?
That's fine with me, yeah. I don't even know.
Deshaun said that he was just kind of learning that the plan was for him to play in Seattle today. Is that more of him being focused on these joint practices, treating it like game reps?
Yeah, he's focused on what he has to do right in front of him, which is how it should be.
But you did communicate with him that the plan is for him to play in preseason.
We communicate a lot, yes.
It's got to be a lot of fun to live life like that and have no idea what's coming up tomorrow or the day after.
Okay, that is kind of, that's what I'm
whatever
trying to
comes
say.
At
that
you,
is,
baby.
That is kind of how I'm living. I'm day by day.
You and Deshaun Watson got a lot in common. You guys are living a fun life. That is interesting.
Stefanski, do you think he answered that question there truthfully and accurately?
Does he ever answer a podium question truthfully or accurately?
He can beat around the bush sometimes.
No, he just doesn't answer.
Yeah, but
I'm not accusing him of lying. I just say he doesn't answer.
Yeah.
He just doesn't give you anything.
Listen to it again.
Okay.
Deshaun said that he was just kind of learning that the plan was for him to play in Seattle today. Is that more of him being focused on these joint practices, treating it like game reps?
Yeah, he's focused on what he has to do right in front of him, which is how it should be.
But you did communicate with him that the plan is for him to play.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We communicate a lot, yes.
I imagine they communicate a lot.
Is he answering that question there?
No. He said we communicate a lot.
Like, in general,
yeah, they talk
yes.
a lot. He's the head coach of the football team, and he's a franchise quarterback. I'm sure they talk a lot.
Yes, there are conversations we've had in the history of our relationship. But he's not really saying there that he told him that he was going to be the quarterback. As far as Watson's concerned, I also on the afternoon show yesterday.
It's not a...
It's... It, look, every...
It's not a complete devolve of... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm looking up in the sky.
I was just going to say, you know, Watson was having some fun with it, so I can understand why Daryl thought maybe he was being coy.
Okay.
But I also... I think it's fair to say Deshaun just doesn't... He doesn't take those opportunities in front of the media to really get out any kind of a message. He doesn't really, it sounds like he doesn't really value that experience. Like, there are some guys who I think they may want to be future coaches in the NFL, and they'll give you, you know, a well thought out, or they'll give you a spin or like a political answer. Deshaun, I mean, if you heard him in that part of the press conference, he's like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, he's not trying to lend any credence to the fact that there are bigger plans here, or there's a larger context.
Well, I don't think it's a horrific thing or anything like that. It's not like, oh, this thing is already off the rails. Mm-hmm. It was just odd. This has happened before.
It was surprising.
You know, this is like the third time since he's been here where there's like been like a, oh, I did not know I was doing that. And I'm not even talking with just Deshaun. I'm talking like everything. Like, oh, he didn't know this, or they didn't know. Oh, that's news to me. Like, there's always, like, something there. I'm going, you guys messing with us? You messing with us? What are you doing? And the whole thing, is he focused on the reps before? Okay, you kind of got to have an idea. It's only next week. Like, there's got to be an idea. Like, hey, you just got cleared for contact after the preseason game in Seattle, or preseason game on Saturday, because everybody was all upset that he didn't play because Joe Burrow played or whatever. And so he just got cleared for contact. Then he goes out against Minnesota. Okay, but he's not going to play on the Saturday game. All right, that's understood. But there had to be some sort of a plan. Like, we're going to not have you play against Minnesota, but you're going to be taking these reps in the live action, even though you're going to be wearing a different color jersey like everybody else. And so you're not going to be getting banged up in that case. And then maybe against Seattle, we give you a quarter or a series or whatever they plan on doing. Like, that's what I thought the natural order of things would be.
So
that had to have been discussed. There's no way that wasn't discussed.
So there are,
stop messing with us.
Well, there are so few similarities between what we do for a living, or what you listening at home does for a living, whether it's the teacher, the insurance agent. Like, what we do and what they do are so totally different. But this is a case where I think everybody who's listening right now, or us talking, we have all been a part of, hey, guys, come on, communicate. You guys got to talk more. You got to communicate. I mean, it's a part of every meeting.
Sometimes there's too much, like when I get text in the middle of a segment.
It says, yeah, that can be that can be something that can hold you back at times. But there's no doubt. There is no doubt that communication is an issue in every workplace. It's the one thing every superior will talk to their employees and say, come on, guys, we got to communicate. And almost to the point where it just is a put off, right? It's like, all right, I'm done talking about communication. I wonder what it is with a quarterback. And do you think every building it's the exact same in the NFL? This is a very different set of circumstances here with the Browns. Like, it's weird because the quarterback was not drafted here. He has a guaranteed contract, so there's like no incentives. There is not an obvious order of operations.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to lose his job in the middle of the year.
No.
But at the same time, hasn't played well enough to keep a job like in other buildings if it wasn't the exact same situation. Like Russell Wilson last year, he could be benched. So this is weird.
It is his job.
The whole thing here is different than it is in most buildings.
Let me ask you a question.
Like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, like we brought up, and he's coming back from an injury. There is no question about what's next for the Bengals. Like, if it doesn't work out with Joe Burrow this year, there's zero question, right? There's zero question about it.
What are you implying? There's zero question with him.
With Joe Burrow. Like if Joe Burrow had a bad stretch, if the Bengals got off to 2-6 this year and Joe Burrow didn't play well, there's no discussion in Cincinnati like, who's going to play quarterback here next year? No, it's Joe Burrow. So that's why I'm saying this situation does not mirror too many other situations in the NFL. In fact, I would argue it's as unique as it gets as far as NFL goes. Like, normally you have your standard procedures, your pecking order, and all of that. This is just weird where there's no good numbers that show that Deshaun Watson is like an elite quarterback with the Browns. He hasn't played enough. He's been inconsistent.
Yeah,
then he has surgery.
Like, that's all been done to death.
Yeah, we've been all over all of that. So I'm wondering what that dynamic is between him, the head coach, new offensive coordinator, and this organization. I just don't know what that is.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Does he know he's playing against Dallas?
Isn't that the opener?
Yep.
I think so.
It was a joke. I was hoping somebody would at least break in with something, Owen.
That's what I thought of your joke.
Well, I'm just saying.
Now, that's a joke.
Thank you very much.
Like, Deshaun's not on a pitch count or anything like that in the opener, right?
No, don't put that in people's heads.
No, I'm not even trying to.
Okay.
Don't do that. But, you know,
it's in my head now, Anthony.
But from the moment the training camp started.
Kevin should walk onto the field in the middle of the third quarter and, like, do a tap and bring in Jameis Winston.
From the moment we started training camp and everything,
talking to the offensive line,
when Jameis was talking about his mental, what was it? It was
intentional leadership with mental repetitions,
and they kept
intentional leadership of him taking mental reps. When he throws it, he spins it,
and they kept showing him many times not throwing it, like holding onto the ball.
Yeah.
And we were like, we don't really see that too much.
Mental rep.
So it got people wondering and got people going down a path. Like, is he going to be fine? And then he doesn't play in the first game, but C.J. Stroud does, and Burrow does, and Mahomes does. Yeah, people, I think, are just a little on edge on how close is he to normal Deshaun Watson?
So are we chalking this up to what? To being coy, goofing around, whatever, or is this like something that causes something later? Do you keep it in the back of your mind? What are we doing with this?
Yeah, I think everything is always in the back of your mind.
Ah, damn it. Okay. I wanted to just chalk it up to something and move on with it.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping to do.
We can move on with it. I don't think this is the end of the world. I don't think this means they're going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, but if you keep it in the back of your head, that means we're not moving on from it. There's so many things that happen that we just go, no big deal. We move on. I just want to say, no big deal, and move on.
We didn't even know who was going to be calling the plays till a week ago, a week and a half ago, right?
Yeah.
Did Deshaun Watson know?
Yeah. He absolutely knew.
So he knew that, but he didn't know that he was playing in the Seattle
game. And that's why I think that I think that Daryl's right. He had to be playing a coy to some level.
Would make you feel better, right?
Hell yeah, it'd make me feel better.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.